Hi everyone, this is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, Don and I have been hosting franchise interviews now over 230 shows, and during that time we've had some incredible quotes on the show. Today you're going to get to hear from Derek Henze, and Derek's a fascinating individual. I met him about 4 years ago at the National Collegiate Entrepreneurial Conference in Chicago. And Derek is a new franchisee to a pizza franchise called Toppers. And he answers the question, why franchising? And I thought his answer was really just as good as anyone we've ever heard on the show during the last 4 years. So listen to what Derek said. What makes him interesting is he also has a background in the military. And as you know, Don and I talk a lot about the connection or the relationship between serving in the military and being a franchisee. So I think you're going to enjoy this one. So here we go.
All that kind of stuff really plays in my personality. Yeah. And in the franchising world, they kind of are a little bit hesitant on getting too involved with really true entrepreneurs because they really want people that lock into a system.
Right.
However, the way I look at it is kind of, I kind of lined it up with my goals and what I wanted to do. And having really big ambitions, what I really saw is the opportunity of getting something going really quick. I'm fully confident that I could always start my own restaurant or pizza place or my own business. However, if you look at the timeline it would take you to develop the business, to get the right marketing niche and your business plan and just develop everything to be even profitable. And you compare that to the franchising where a lot of that work's already done for you.
Right.
And they have a proven system and they have a good franchise should have a good track record of what it means to be successful and what you have to do. So I like the idea that I could really hit the ground running with a business opportunity. And at the same time, not as much as I like all the business stuff that's involved with running your business, I like the idea that I won't be distracted with worrying about how to lay out a menu or worrying about, all the small, intricate things. What new product should I put on my menu? I like the idea that I could focus on the most important thing, and to me that was the people in my business.
Do you think, Derek, that you would have done this anyway, going to franchising, or was it the military, giving you confidence, putting life in perspective, being overseas, did that more motivate you, or you think you would have, you were kind of an entrepreneur in general anyway?
That's really funny because originally when I got out of the military, my whole goal was I thought I was going to be a stockbroker or financial advisor.
Yeah.
That was kind of my goal. I actually started going to school for a finance major. And then as I was exploring, I had this conception of college as all these, highly advanced intellectual people that just sat around and talked. And, and the reality of it is a lot of it is just we're young kids trying to figure out who we are in life.
Right.
And, but the few individuals I did run into as I started to meet people and evolved in my network were these people that were very entrepreneurial. And that's when it was just like a bell. I was like, wow, that's it right there. I'm truly an entrepreneur and I love business. And like you guys said, there's a kind of the military that, installed that discipline, but at the same time, opened my eyes saying that I want to make more of an impact than just, holding a regular job somewhere.
Now, why...